Thanks for listening to WISO on WISO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. 2016 marks the 400th anniversary of the death of William Shakespeare. And today, more than ever, high schools are grappling with how to teach him, since he's required reading in the Common Core standards. Some teachers say just because Shakespeare is 400 years old, that doesn't mean he can't make you blush. For Culture Couch, Luke Dennis takes a look at how classrooms in Greater Dayton and Cincinnati are giving students the freedom to make the Bard their own.
In a brief and informal survey, I learned that the best teachers do a few things right when they teach Shakespeare. The first is they get students out from behind their desks. After all, these lines were written for actors, so why not act them out? Michelle Holder is a senior at Fairmont High School in Kettering.
Doing Midsummer Night's Dream, like, our teacher actually had us get up, and at the part where all the lovers are sleeping on the ground, like, we all had to lay on the ground and pretend to be the lovers going through the actual process of it. And it made it a lot funnier, for one, and it made it easier to understand, like, the relationship between the different characters. And just reading it, it's hard to get that.
Here's Darren McGarvey, the teacher.
But as soon as we can, we, you know, they're itching to get on their feet. I'm itching for them to get on their feet.
Special ingredient number two, make Shakespeare relevant. Sarah Thompson, a teacher at Ponitz Career Technology High School in Dayton, uses the TV show Empire to teach King Lear.
I think if they see something relevant or themes that emerge that are universal, I mean, Shakespeare has power and revenge, and there's adultery, and there's death, and then there's a little bit of crude humor thrown in there for the mix. And I think they can relate to that because that's what they like in entertainment, that's what they like in the hallways, and that makes sense to them.
I wish you'd been my teacher for Shakespeare. Where's the sex and the money and the power? I mean, we didn't talk about that when I was in high school.
I think you have to hit on that, even if you're uncomfortable.
And finally, special ingredient number three, you've got to dig into the crude humor. Here's Shannon Kohlmeyer, who teaches at Fairborn High School.
You know, that innuendo is huge. So the first one you point out to them and explain, and I'm their mom's age, so I'm embarrassing, and they're all like, oh my gosh. Then they want, it's like a little game, then they want to find the innuendo. Reading Much Ado About Nothing with a group of 16-year-olds is... you blush a lot.
Teachers say all these approaches allow students to feel ownership of Shakespeare. One program in Cincinnati takes that idea to the next level. Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's Project 38. Each year, 38 high schools are assigned the 38 plays that Shakespeare wrote, and each school is given the freedom to radically reinterpret their play. Teaching artists from the company visit the schools and work with the students to develop their adaptations. Maggie Rader is the coordinator of Project 38.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want to do with it. The heart of the project is the kids create something that they themselves are passionate about.
She gave an example of a school that really got it, Aiken High School's interpretation of Macbeth.
They told the story through modern pop music. It was amazing.
Here she describes a famous scene where Lady Macbeth, in a kind of waking nightmare, rubs her hands together over and over because she still sees King Duncan's blood on them.
So, like, when the little Lady Mac came down and was doing the sleepwalking scene where she's washing her hands, they sang that, like, take me to church song.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife.
And she was not only washing her hands, but then praying with them while she was doing it. And so not only did they get to, you know, sing music that they care about, that they like, that they enjoy, but they got to talk about how that helps tell this 400-year-old story. And me, as an actor who's so familiar with that play, I never thought about, you know, when she's washing her hands, that she's also praying. Like, how beautiful.
For Culture Couch on WYSO, I'm Luke Dennis.